Welcome to your Zuring Volunteer Podcast. The purpose of this podcast is for devotional reflection every day and also being able to take us further into an apologetics perspective on what we are doing. So today our theme is the wonder of life. And if you know me, wonder is one of my favorite words. And we have our friend Shimmer the Coral who's going to be helping us understand that. We're not going to lie, Shimmer the Coral has not been our favorite animal, and she doesn't have eyes, and we're hopefully going to give her eyes for the ones that you see throughout today, because we think that's a strange animal. But our lesson focus today is that we are made with amazing design, and our apologetics focus is that God thought of everything. And really what we want to see the students take away from today is to know that the body is created in great detail. And therefore, because we are created with such amazing design, we are accountable to a creator who is our designer and that he has a standard of behavior for us. And that there's penalties actually for those actions when we don't live up to that standard of behavior, which is sin. And so, Aaron, help us understand a little bit, why are we talking about this? Why is this important for our students?
Yeah, wonder is kind of the fun part of the origin of life as right? We look at it. It's where things get exciting. So if we settle for the evolutionary explanation, we end up stripping away everything from the foundation of our faith. All of this fun stuff just becomes chance. And it even attacks our need for a savior. If God created us, though, he is also the best source for wisdom, how to live each day, how to understand our purpose, how we need to communicate with him, why we are in this world. So many questions are answered as we build our lives on that foundation that God is our creator and has created us with this amazing, wonderful, beautiful design.
And so what are we talking about when we're talking about that wonder, this amazing design?
So I think one of the principles that I come back to is that we were not an accident. We were not the product of millennia of evolution. Rather, God created us in his image in this incredible body that we have that is able to think and eat and sense the world around us and interact with that world around us. He also created us as complex emotional beings with all of those abilities to interact and socialize and the maturing that we can do and grow. And one of the songs we sing this week says, can a camel sing? Or is talking about, can animals sing? And they can't. Like birds might be able to have a method of communication that sounds kind of like singing, but it's a repetitive, like it's not creating song or creating in the way that humans are able to. We are a unique creation, and the capabilities that we have are far beyond anything that animals can do. So all of these amazing accomplishments of man are things that we can do as a result of how God has created us uniquely with our intellect and our creativity. And that also includes how we are to live and with a moral standard. Without understanding God's standard that he has put in place, we don't know exactly how we should live. Without foundational morals, then they might vary depending on their opinion. And it removes the accountability for truth. Like if it's just up to you and what you believe, then that can change from person to person. It becomes personal instead of universal. And so as we look at this, as we look at the wonder of creation, we also look with it knowing that there is an intelligent designer that has made it this way and that we can trust to have done that perfectly and beautifully as well.
And that's one of the reasons I love the word wonder. It's because one of the most worshipful experiences for me is when I am looking around at creation, or I'm looking at how the human body is made, or I'm learning about all these little nerdy facts about how things, you know, connect. And that is one of the things that absolutely inspires me to worship, because I remember one time I was hiking in Colorado and the tundra flowers, learning about why they're probably about like maybe a quarter of an inch big, but it's the same kind of flowers that grow on sea level in Colorado, right? But they're microscopic versions of it because of the pressure that they're put under. And so they still figure out how to grow. And the Lord still created these flowers all over just in mass quantities, but they're the tiniest little things. And just learning about what those elements are just incites such wonder that you're like, Lord, you are so creative. And you care about such details. And the way that you've created some of these like symbiotic relations, some of these things that rely upon each other, it is such a beautiful thing for us to be able to see that, wow, this is not by chance, right? there is such wonder because there's such amazing design behind it.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, just one last thing on that. I remember that at our recent trip to the Ark mm-hmm. and the Creation Museum, there was a spot in there where they were talking about the beauty that you find in creation. And some of it has a purpose, like it gives camouflage or mm-hmm. it provides some kind of actual essential activity for that animal. But there is some beauty that there just does not seem to be any apparent reason for. It's just beauty to be beauty.
Right.
And that's how God created this world, to be enjoyed. And some things are just beautiful for our pleasure to see the beauty
right.
in them.
And he delights in that, right? Mm-hmm. Like, that's one of my favorite things. He's like, how many people are going to see these tiny little flowers on top of this mountain? Not mm-hmm. many, right? Mm-hmm. But it delighted him to be able to have that as his canvas, right? To be yeah. able to display his glory. Mm-hmm. And so what do you feel like is the most important piece that you want us to be paying attention to and taking away with us?
So we cannot forget this biblical foundation that God has created man in his image. Morality has an absolute standard that has been established by God, and we don't need to guess at it. We don't need to try to figure out what we feel like is right or wrong. We can trust him. We also know that man has violated this standard mm-hmm. and they're sinful and they need a savior. And we want to constantly be pointing our kids to that joy and hope as well this mm-hmm. week. And then of course we know that Jesus died in our place. So mm-hmm. just knowing that they're sinful could be discouraging, but mm-hmm. God knew that and he loves us through that and he provided mm-hmm. a savior for us. So if we confuse it at the beginning, we end up confusing it at the ending as well. And we want to make sure that we keep a consistent message that God created people. He understood this plan. He created this plan and provided a savior for us. So we need solid truth. And so do the kids. As they mm-hmm. explore this world, as they look at life around them, we want to make sure that they understand that God has created this beautiful, wonder-filled world for their enjoyment.
Mm-hmm. I love it. All right. We wanted to end today on a rapid-fire fun fact. So go ahead, Erin. What's your rapid fire fun fact for today?
All right. So first we need to understand the fun word symbiosis, which means that there are two parts of creation that God created to actually rely on each other in a very unique way. Mm. And so my fun fact is that termites, who eat primarily wood, cannot actually digest wood.
What?
And the reason for that, the reason that they are still able to eat wood is because they have these flagellates that live in their intestine. And these flagellates could not survive anywhere else. If they were outside of the intestine, they would be exposed to too much oxygen and die. And if they were not in the termite's intestine, the termite would die because they need the flagellate to digest and break down the wood as they eat it to keep the termite alive. So a very unique symbiotic relationship that we see in creation.
So weird, right?
Like, very bizarre.
I love the fact that someone studied that and figured that out. I think they would have been like, oh my word. This has to point to a creator.
Yes, right.
All right. My fun fact is that in totally nerding out about Shimmer the Coral today, I was listening to a podcast by a coralologist, because that is a thing. And they were talking about how the fact that actually all coral is white, because it's its white exoskeleton that you're able to see with the naked eye. But yet they have a kind of a covering over them, which has polyps in it. And it is an algae that actually resides in between its exoskeleton and inside of the polyps that is going through like a photosynthetic response. And based upon the light and how much light is coming into it. And so the algae is what gives the coral its color. And the coral polyps are actually transparent. So the color of the algae inside the polyps is what is able to be shown through to be able to make the coral look like it has a color. And that just kind of rocked my world because mm-hmm. I'd never heard that before. So that's my fun fact. So we're going to close today as we talk about the wonder of life by reading Proverbs 3 verses 1 through 13. But we are just continuing to pray for you guys, the truths and the wonder of who God is and the wonder of his amazing design, how he's designed you and how he's designed each of the kids that you have in your group and the ones you're interacting with in snack or games or however it is. I hope that you continue to see the wondrous hand of the Lord and what he's created and to speak these truths over them today.
My son, do not forget my teaching, but let your heart keep my commandments. For length of days and years of life and peace they will add to you. Let not steadfast love and faithfulness forsake you. Bind them around your neck, write them on the tablet of your heart, so you will find favor and good success in the sight of God and man. Trust in the Lord with all your heart and do not lean on your own understanding. In all your ways acknowledge him, and he will make straight your paths. Be not wise in your own eyes. Fear the Lord and turn away from evil. It will be healing to your flesh and refreshment to your bones. Honor the Lord with your wealth and with the first fruits of all your produce. Then your barns will be filled with plenty and your vats will be bursting with wine. My son, do not despise the Lord's discipline or be wary of his reproof. For the Lord reproves him whom he loves, as a father the son in whom he delights. Blessed is the one who finds wisdom and the one who gets understanding.